And now it's time for Friday Morning Scattershoot with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by MetterAuto.com. Scattershooting while wondering, whatever happened to Anna Kournikova?
I don't know.
You know, she hasn't played in about 10 years. And I've not heard anything from her. We had her in studio once, and Gordo sniffed her seat. And you get a bonus scatter shot today. Why do Slim Chance and Fat Chance mean the same thing? I've never understood this.
Yeah, there's a lot of those things where two seemingly different, the exact opposites mean the same thing.
I get that Slim Chance means that you don't have much of a chance, but yeah. Fat Chance should mean you have a greater or good chance, right?
Correct.
More chance.
Yeah.
It's NBA All-Star Weekend in New Orleans, the 66th almost annual contest. Only 1 year was missed back in 1999 because of the lockout. The first All-Star game was played in 1951 at the Boston Garden in front of 10,000 fans. The East, led by MVP Easy Ed McCauley, won easily, 111-94. McCauley scored 20 points and held West center George Mikan to just 4 points with his great defense, something you don't see anymore in the All-Star game. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played in the most All-Star games, 18. LeBron has scored more points than anyone in All-Star history, and Wilt is the all-time leading rebounder in the game. Celtics All-Star Isaiah Thomas has scored 20 points in 41 straight games, becoming the 17th player in the league to do that, joining a list that includes Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Wilt, Kobe, the Iceman, and Jerry West.
Wow.
Andrew Wiggins of the Timberwolves isn't an All-Star yet, but he joined an even more exclusive club this week. Wiggins posted back-to-back 40-point games, becoming just the fourth player under the age of 22 to ever do that, joining LeBron, Kevin Durant, and Allen Iverson. When the Spurs beat the Pacers on Tuesday night, it was their 42nd win of the season, which ensured the club's 20th consecutive winning season. That is a new NBA record.
Man, that's incredible.
These Spurs and the Malone-Stockton Jazz had shared the record of 19 straight winning seasons until Tuesday night. The New York Yankees have the Major League Baseball record and the Big Four sports record with 39 consecutive winning seasons from the 20s into the 60s. The Montreal Canadiens hold the NHL record with 32 consecutive winning seasons. And in the NFL, the Cowboys hold the record.
Yep.
20 straight winning seasons during the Landry years from 66 through 85. By the way, the Patriots are currently at 16 straight winning seasons.
Oh, no. We can't let them get that record.
If Tom Brady plays until age 44, which he says he wants to, they would tie the Cowboys' mark that year.
I look at that as him tying Danny White.
Danny was a part of that.
he was a part of that streak.
Forbes released their annual list of NBA franchise valuations, and as always, the New York Knicks, boosted by their MSG money, topped the list, worth $3.3 billion. The Lakers are next, worth $3 billion, followed by the Warriors, who have shot up the charts with their recent success and their soon-to-be new building in San Francisco. They're followed by the Celtics and the Bulls. The Mavericks are the ninth most valuable franchise in the league, worth $1.45 billion. Considering Mark Cuban paid $285 million for the team back in 2000, that's been a pretty good little investment.
Pretty good.
Speaking of money, I guess you can do this when your name is Tom Brady. The Patriots quarterback will be signing autographs soon at a private event hosted by a company called TriStar. Brady will be charging for his signature a minimum of $499. That's to sign a football card. If you want him to sign a helmet, $819. And if you want him to sign a big Tom Brady poster or some kind of original artwork, $2,000. And if you would like Tom to personalize the autograph, he will, for an extra charge of $499 for 20 additional characters.
Whew.
So if you want to George, thanks for being a Patriots fan, it'll cost you an extra $500.
You know, I do kind of want that.
If you want more proof of what bad shape Big 12 football is in, look no further than the list of players invited to the NFL Combine later this month. The SEC, no surprise, has the most invitees, 66.
Whoa.
60 kids have been invited from the ACC. 51 were invited from the Big Ten. 46 from the Pac-12. And 19 from the Big 12.
Boy, it was a tough year.
19. The American Conference has 18 players invited. That's right, a non-Power 5 conference almost had as many players invited to the Combine as the Power 5 Big 12.
That's pretty remarkable.
That is disturbing.
That was not like that, especially before A&M and Nebraska left.
Mm-hmm. Probably the most disturbing scandal in college football history got more disturbing this week. Jeffrey Sandusky, the son of former Penn State coach and pedophile Jerry Sandusky, was arrested this week and charged with 14 counts of soliciting sex from a minor and soliciting child pornography. Jeffrey Sandusky is 41 years old, and he was a staunch defender of his father, who is currently serving a 30-year sentence after he was found guilty on 45 counts of child sex abuse. Wow. Apparently, this is the worst example of an apple not falling far from the tree.
Well, wasn't there the later reports that he was molested by Jerry Sandusky, and mm-hmm. you oftentimes see this?
Yeah.
His own son.
It warps his sexuality when he's a young kid and endures that trauma.
And think how many lives Jerry Sandusky has warped outside of his son.
Exactly.
All the other, who knows, it could have been hundreds of kids.
Yeah, he may have done that to 200 kids who have then in turn, some of them may have done something else. That's a really hard situation.
And Joe Paterno knew it, and for 25
difficult
years,
situation.
Looked the other way.
Looked the other way.
What a monster.
Mm.
This week's least competent criminal is 27-year-old gunman Thomas Meeks, who attempted to rob a laundromat in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania last week. Meeks walked into the laundromat, went up to the overnight clerk, pointed his gun at her, told her to empty the register. The clerk, a 64-year-old woman, came around the counter, went up to Meeks, grabbed the gun out of his hand, and shot him three times. He was hospitalized in serious condition. And finally, a farmer does a head count of his flock, and he counts 895 sheep. Realizing that he has quite a lot of sheep for one farm, and with Jess, his old sheepdog, getting on in years, the farmer decides that he needs a new dog, maybe even a whole team of dogs to round up so many sheep. So the next day he goes to the pet store. He looks at the various herding dogs. They seem fit, but young and untrained. The shopkeeper asks the farmer if he wants any help. The farmer says, "I need a team of sheepdogs to help round up my flock. I have 895 sheep, and I don't think any of these young pups would be up to the task of rounding up so many." The shopkeeper says, "I've got just the dog for you," and leads the farmer into a small back room where a single sheepdog sits waiting. "Are you sure?" the farmer asks. "One dog will be able to round up all of them?" "I'm sure of it," says the shopkeeper. "This is a very intelligent dog. He's been well-trained for many jobs and has skills beyond other dogs I've seen." "Yes," says the dog. "I know 6 languages, 8 martial arts, and I have a degree in engineering." The farmer, obviously impressed by the talking dog, decides to take him home. That afternoon, the farmer and the dog walk together up a hill, and from the top they can see the entire flock covering the fields. "Well," says the farmer, "I'd like you to round up all of these sheep." "Okay," replies the dog, "you have 900 sheep.
He can round up, you see. Has the skill of rounding up.
Yeah.
That was a personal favorite of mine. That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the segment that can turn the world on with its smile and take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday. Right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.